Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Work. Scumbags!
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. As the meltdown is now complete in the Windy City, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Chicago Bears. They're laying 7 points in this football game. 17-9 final score this evening, and it's all over. But the crying for Matt Nagy and his Chicago Bear coaching staff as his team showed up tonight, and his team laid it out there. And once again, the narrative plays out to, like, the opposite. It's like being a bizarro world, this stuff, isn't it, man? Right? Like, you know, oh, well, you know, you look at the secondary. They don't have anybody. Minnesota's going to pick them apart. Well, in the end, you know, Kirk Cousins ends up throwing for 87 yards, and they win the football game. We've seen this time and time again, haven't we? And I said this last week, actually. I said, you show me a quarterback that threw for 400 yards, I'll show you the team, the losing quarterback. And what happened on Saturday night? How many passes did, like, Carson Wentz complete on Saturday night against New England? I like they almost did it back to them. Carson Wentz was like 5 for 12 or something. It was actually pretty, like, pathetic. Like, if we would have told you before the game tonight, listen, Kirk Cousins is going to be 12 for 24 for 87 yards, you'd say, oh, yeah, give me the Bears. Right, you say, give me the Bears. The Bears win a football game for sure. Oh, no, the Vikings won 17-9. If I told you, all right, Kirk Cousins is going to go 12 for 24 for 87 yards. Justin Fields will be 26 of 39 for 285 yards. Yeah, well, whatever, man. Was I watching the Atlanta Falcons? Now, I had the Chicago Bears plus 7. They lose by 8. I had Dalvin Cook over, under combined rushing receiving yards. 86, 118 and a half. He finishes with 91. David Montgomery. All right, so this is just like constant today. So we had David Montgomery over. This was the really painful one. We had David Montgomery over 83 and a half rushing receiving yards. Finishes with 60 and 23. Yesterday, Kyler Murray, 259 and a half, gets to 257. They take him out of the game. It's one of those deals, man. We were red hot. We were on a roll. Last 24 hours, bad beat specials, man. One after another. We're not going to cry about it. We're not going to complain about it. It is what it is. You play the props. You live by the prop, you're going to die by the prop. You live by half a yard, you're going to die by half a yard. But it's starting to add up. The Old Dominion game today, similar situation. Like, basically, it's been a little while since this stuff has happened to me where it's like, all right, listen, the worst thing that can happen is if this happens. And then, boom. Of course, that happened. Of course, 17-9 final score. Vikings get it done. Rick Saratella will step up and in and join us. Man, we've watched a lot of bad football, haven't we, over the last 24 hours? This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. It's a Monday Night Meltdown. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com will step up, and then we'll talk NFL football. FanDuel has NFL draft props up already. We'll take a look at that and more. George Kurtz kicks it with us. We'll get you caught up to date with the NFL standings and odds right now. As the Vikings were victorious this evening, 17-9 final score. Meanwhile, the Las Vegas Raiders dig down deep. A Raider team that could have packed things up a long time ago refused to lose and refused to give up on the season. And they dig down deep. They win the football game, 16-14 final score. And it's crazy because I believe on last night's show, I said, yeah, this game's going to be like 16-13. I said maybe, you know, 20-17, but it's not going to get there as far as the total is concerned. So why the hell did I not just put all the money that I have on the under? Shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't. You know, listen, man, you bet on bad teams, bad things are going to happen. We spent a lot of time crying on yesterday's program about the Atlanta Falcons, who got inside the red zone five times and came away with 3 points, and we could have covered, and we didn't. Tonight, the Chicago Bears, well, they got inside the red zone five times, came away with 3 points. I'm getting 7 points, and I lose by eight. I'm not, you guys, but people are tuning into the show, I don't like the term bad beat. Because whatever, man, you lose by half a yard, you lose by half a point, you lose by 12 points, whatever, you lost. It doesn't matter, all right? Close doesn't count. I know they say, oh, close counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Yeah, whatever. Close only counts in, you know, with lap dances, all right? Like close, other than that, yeah, I came close, as we stated. It doesn't matter coming close. But at the same point in time, you can't blame. I see people, oh, the Bears this, the Nagy that, whatever, man. Football fans want it both ways, right? They want this. They want the young player to play, but then, you know, they don't want to go through the young player's growing pains. And quite frankly, that wasn't Matt Nagy's fault tonight. That was Justin Fields, right? So basically, Justin Fields is a rookie. Figure it out. Matt Ryan's been in the league forever, and they're both crap in the red zone. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are busting, but everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Let's try to unsee what we've seen today and last night. Man. Like, seriously, there's been four football games on since last night. Tampa, New Orleans, the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Cleveland and the Raiders, and the Bears and the Vikings. Now, I don't like repeating myself on the program. I don't like going over the same takes, and you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't like living in the past here, but for the love of God, instead of like flipping out and raging about it, I'm begging you. I am begging the National Football League, please, please stop putting the Chicago Bears on national television. At what point do they say, you know what? I think we're just like torturing people with this. Hey, that if you between the Tampa New Orleans game, the Old Dominion game, the Browns Raiders game, and this like train wreck that they called football tonight. The Raider game was actually the best one. The Raiders and the Browns actually turned out to be a pretty good game. You know, there was a level of intensity to it, right? There was a level of intensity to it. The Vikings and Bears, there was just a level of boredom to it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, I could have taken, like, 13 volumes and washed it down with a bottle of Jack Daniels and had more energy after watching this train wreck. I did a poll question the other night. What would you rather watch? A boy band Christmas? Monday Night Football? I was trying to be funny, but the thing is, people are stupid. And it was supposed to be a joke poll, and everyone answered Monday Night Football. I believe Matthias did as well. Oh, Monday Night Football. He didn't, you know, no one understood. I was being sarcastic. But Monday Night Football was terrible. Boy, a boy band Christmas would have been better than this crap. And I tell you what, I'd rather watch the Rachel Maddow show than the Chicago Bears again. It's brutal. It's brutal. Like, at what point do they say, all right, you know what? Why? Like, what other league does this? Like, no other league does this to you. No other league says, you know what? Let's take that crap-ass team in the Midwest that only people in that city like, that's going to fire everyone, that don't score any points, that aren't entertaining, and it have been boring for the last 40 years. Let's go with the Bears. You know, we got them on TV against the Packers on the Sunday, boss. Let's make sure we have them on TV the following week. I don't think Chicago Bear, I don't think people that are like relatives of the Bears, you know, like, you know, family members, like, oh God, they have to pretend to care and watch these games and stuff. So yeah, that game was, to say the least, you know what? They are who we thought they were, except I got to tell you, I thought there were going to be points, so I'm the moron. I thought there were going to be points because the Bears were without their starting secondary. The Bears were without their starting secondary, all of their secondary, and somehow Kirk Cousins, whatever, dude, Kirk Cousins throws for like 87 yards or whatever the hell it was. And I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. I've said it a million times. This is why your stats suck, all right? People's stats suck. Oh, listen, they give up that, and they give up. Well, who cares, man, what the hell they give up? Doesn't it means nothing what's going to happen on the field, right? There was like four, so like I said, so all four DBs are out, and Kirk Cousins throws for 87 yards and to win the football game. Justin Fields, 26 of 39, 285 yards. All right, you lost the game. Good for you. We saw the New England Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills 2 weeks ago in which Mac Jones threw three passes, won the football game. What did Carson Wentz do the other night? Like, what did Carson Wentz do against the New England Patriots the other night? Carson Wentz's final line, 5 for 12 for 57 yards. It's funny. It's funny. And look, here's Mac Jones, 26 of 45 for 299 yards. Who won the game? Who played better? Who played better? Carson Wentz was 5 for 12. Matt Jones was 26 for 45. Anyone who watched the game, who played better that night? Carson Wentz did. Carson Wentz made a lot of nice plays. He did what he had to do. He made a couple of throws. Yeah, every second pass is nearly intercepted. But this whole stuff, like with stats and all that, and in the modern era, you know, handicappers live on yards all the time. They hear, well, this team gives up this many yards per, not many yards per game. I don't care. I don't care about that, and I don't care about what your mom's lasagna tastes like, all right? It's irrelevant. Give me something I can use. You know, like people out there, you know, the yards. The yards don't mean jack squat. It's about winning football games, right? Like you hear, oh, Tua. Well, you know, Tua, they're scared. I don't know about Tua. Go on Twitter, ask the average jackass about Tua. What are they going to tell you? Oh, Tua sucks. Oh, yeah, well, Tua sucks. Yeah, what about Justin Herbert? Oh, Justin Herbert, oh, he's amazing. Justin Herbert. Why? Why is Justin Herbert amazing and why is Tua suck? What sucks and what, you know what I mean? Oh, you mean that Justin Herbert's a better DFS player? You mean that he's a better fantasy player? That he'll put up bigger numbers? Whatever, dude. I've been talking. I brought this up last year, and people laughed. I remember, what are you, stupid? I said, let's see what happens with Herbert as we move forward here in his career and if he wins football games. It's funny because you look at Tua. Tua is now 11-7 as a starter. And the Dolphins suck. So he's 11-7 on a team that sucks. You notice a pattern? When Tua's not there, they lose. When Tua's there, they win, right? Notice the pattern there? But that must be by accident. Oh, well, no, that's because of this and that's because of that. It's about winning, man. You know, it really is. And you're seeing now at this time of the year, teams, you know, teams that are going to win games don't care about your stats. They don't care about your point spread. They don't care about your DFS team. They don't care about my props. They don't care, man. Right? Remember the Kansas City Chiefs. I told you guys this constantly with the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs are struggling. They're struggling. They've won 7 games in a row. How are they struggling? How are they struggling? They've won 7 games in a row. No, you mean they're not putting up 38 points a game like they used to. No, they're doing it in a different way, but they're not struggling. They've won 7 games in a row. I could rip, like, just sort of say, oh, it's the modern fan. But I could rip everybody, whatever. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's really, I saw this trend years ago with fantasy football. It was really like the when fantasy football just really, really broke through and DFS broke through, probably, you know, I don't know, like 5-7 years. It was always big, but you know what I mean? I remember like hearing about that, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers sucks. Aaron Rodgers is done. I swear, you know, we can go back in time. People said Aaron Rodgers was done because he wasn't putting up big fantasy numbers. But if you recall, Devontae Adams was out and everybody else was out. Right? Like, there's a reason. There's always going to be a reason for everything, but people don't want to hear the reason. They don't look for the reason. They're too impatient for the reason.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Except we'll start where we'll end where we started. I don't know what your effing reason for putting the Chicago Bears on TV so much is. For if they are on TV one more time, then it's like full-out meltdown. The next time I hear the Chicago Bears or see the Chicago Bears on TV, I want to hear, and with their pick this year in the draft, the Chicago Bears take. Screw you, Chicago Bears. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking it. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. As there was a doubleheader today, the National Football League. Raiders win. And Browns cover. It was hard to keep up with that point spread, but it ended up closing at 3. The Raiders were 3-point favorites. the Raiders were 3-point favorites. I just sort of feel shell-shocked, man. Like I said, last night, the Sunday Nighter game was terrible. The Old Dominion-Tulsa game was terrible. The Raiders-Brown game was pretty, whatever, it was pretty bad. But it got there was drama at the end of it. And then tonight's game was just absolutely brutal as well. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated odds and standings. I just got a chuckle right now as it looks like there's a bunch of drama brewing in the NBA. Bunch of drama brewing in the National Basketball Association. And Montrezl Harrell. Oh, there's Montrezl Harrell. Dude, you got to stop talking about your team, man. All right? This is how you got your ass traded already. So, basically Harrell's saying that Bradley Beal shoots the ball too much. And that Bradley Beal's the problem, essentially, with the Washington Wizards. And that is true. That's the thing. I see the same thing with Damian Lillard. Like, you see all the time when the Blazers lose, someone's got to save Damian Lillard from this. It's like, no, Damian Lillard's one of the reasons why. He's one of the reasons why they're in this position. Right? It goes both ways. It goes both ways. We'll get into that. At least the NBA is still playing right now. And people are taking shots at Doc Rivers. including our coach, James Young. We were on earlier, and we talked about Doc, and he was taking the shots. I've always listened. I like Doc Rivers. I think Doc Rivers is a very, very good NBA coach, but only he needs to be in a certain situation with veteran players, right? He's not going to get like a young team going, and Doc Rivers has been around a little bit too long. And I just saw a quote of a former player saying about Doc Rivers, anonymously saying he's more interested in his golf than he is like preparing for a basketball game, which that's a pretty, like he said, he talks about playing golf more and looking forward to his rounds of golf. That's why Kyle Lowry went to Miami. I mean, it's Christmas. Hey, the knives are coming out. The knives are coming out. We're going into Christmas. We're barely making it. I don't even know. We'll get you caught. We'll take a look at the NBA Christmas slate. But so the NHL has finally shut things down, and they didn't want to admit that they were going to shut things down. But pretty much, you know, when every game is canceled, yeah, you're shut down, Gary. like I tweeted this morning, like the NHL was like a restaurant. It has the flashing sign outside open. And then you go in and you try to order something and they don't have anything. It's like, well, you said you're open. No, no, we're open. It's like, well, you're not open. You don't have anything, do you? And the NHL has decided to shut down, I see, all the way till the 27th. Things aren't going to be any better on the 27th. They're going to be worse on the 27th. The NHL needs to do what the NBA and the NFL has done and allow asymptomatic players to begin playing. That's where we're at right now. You know, I was thinking about it. Look at these leagues, and man, like we're not even at Christmas yet, and the NBA is falling apart. Like the NBA fundamentally has a severe problem. Forget about this Omicron and COVID and this stuff. Like every night, players are out all the time, and players are injured all the time, and it's a problem. It's to the point where you're going to need to evaluate how you make your schedule from an entertainment standpoint. And I love the NBA, but I'm getting flashbacks to last year when I was like, you know what? F the NBA, man. I can't deal with this. It's one thing to be a fan of a league. It's another thing to have to dedicate like 6 hours a day hitting refresh every 5 minutes to find out who's playing in a stupid basketball game. And NBA teams play it extremely close. They announce this stuff at like 6:40 for a 7 p.m. tip. They don't know who's going to be in the lineup, right? And the fans pay for this stuff. And it was the same thing with the NHL. Like, that's why the NHL had to announce to shut it down. You have people, you have fans that plan trips. It's not just everyone lives 10 minutes from an arena, right? So you have fans planning for a trip, and then, oh, the game is canceled. This canceled, that's canceled. So the NHL shuts things down. I would expect, I don't know, like any day now. I think on Wednesday they're going to do it. They're going to say that NHL players aren't going to the Olympics. And we told you last night, I think it'll be, it's going to be Canada. I think they'll just send the Spengler Cup team. I was just reading an interview with Swedish players. And basically the Swedish players that aren't in the NHL aren't overly excited about going themselves right now on short notice. So I don't know what's going to happen with hockey in the Olympics. If anybody's still got a pair of skates and a stick, maybe we could all, I don't know, maybe you know, we could go. We can go. Although I got a strong feeling that the testing would be a problem for a lot of us. I don't think, you know what I mean? Those, you know what, the alarms would start going off when we walked into the drug testing center itself without even getting tested. Be like, beep, beep. There'd be like all kinds of bells and whistles and alarms going off. So yeah, George Kurtz will join us. We'll get into this. We'll get into this with Kurtz. See, no NHL hockey now for, I don't know, till what, after Christmas now? Which, whatever, there wasn't any NHL hockey anyways. This Omicron stuff is going to explode soon. I saw today in Montreal that cases went up 21%. 21% in like one day. 21% in one day. Here it is. New York City smashes case record for four straight day. So essentially, like for like these leagues and stuff, like the NHL particularly, like if you're going to shut down every time players test positive, you're not going to have a league because everybody's going to test positive all the time for this now. Which is actually a positive in the end because everybody will get herd immunity. The strains will start to get weaker as we go on, and eventually we can get on with our lives and stop having to worry about who's effing playing in these stupid games on a nightly basis. Oh, man, it's a we're living in a bizarre world right now. Bill Belichick's apologizing to the media. Bill's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little I was a little rough and rude with you guys the other night after the game. No care. Bill Belichick is apologizing. He's apologizing to the media. Said, you know, you guys are just trying to do your job. It's not your fault. And I was just upset that we were down 20 to nothing. And we didn't do anything well. So what was there to say? Right? It's like, man, what the hell is going on here, man? Like, are we all being punked? That's what I feel like. Are we all being punked? Is that why the Chicago Bears are on TV all the time? Like, whoever the executive is that puts the Bears on TV all the time should be fired. Like, I would really like, hey, Chuck, are you the guy to say, all right, Chuck, yeah, you're fired. We've got enough complaints now that that you're out. So the next game up, we've got some Thursday night football. It's hard to believe that it's Christmas already this week. I'm sort of confused with that. I've been lost. I'm lost in time here, all these games. So we got a doubleheader tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, Washington and Philadelphia, 6.5 points. Philly lay 6.5, 42.5. And Seattle and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are laying 7, and the total is 45.5 in that game. Well, the way these NFL games are going, I guess we should just take every damn under, right? Thursday night, we've got San Francisco and Tennessee. It's not a bad game, actually. All right, it's not a bad game. Interesting that San Francisco are now 3.5-point road favorites. I think that's a little ambitious, actually. But the Niners are hot. The Niners are a trendy team right now. And remember we talked about the Niners? They were 34-1. And we were talking about, well, it's not so much we think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but it's about, well, we know they're going to be in the playoffs, and you put yourself in a position that you can, you know, you're set up, right? And I'll tell you what, right now, they're still 28-1. They're still 28-1 right now. So the Kansas City Chiefs are now the Super Bowl favorites. Remember how, oh, I thought the Chiefs sucked. I thought the Chiefs were struggling. I thought that Mahomes was done. Well, here they are. They're plus 450. The market has, normally the market doesn't really move all that much after these games, but there has been a little bit of a shakeup at the top here. And I think it's the news. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they were favorites last week. Now they're plus 650. The Chiefs are plus 450. The Packers are plus 450. Chris Godwin is out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How big is that? It's pretty effing big, man. That's a big loss. That's a massive loss for Tom Brady. Godwin accounted for over 25% of their offense last year and their passing attack. Now, what happens now is Mike Evans is like,
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
To week, so Evans isn't out for the year or anything like that. He might miss, you know, this week. Evans is like a week to week deal. Godwin is out for the year. Now, what happens if Evans gets hurt again? Right? What happens if Fournette gets hurt again and Fournette's out? And then suddenly, you know, you got to throw to Gronk only all the time. And that's why they're bringing AP back. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Let's roll. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above some, and everyone else in between. George Kurtz, Rick Saratella will step up and in and join us. We'll talk NFL football with both of them. And we're just talking about Chris Godwin being out now for the season. And it's a devastating injury. You saw, listen, Tom Brady's great, and Tom Brady can make people around him better and stuff, but Tom Brady can't, he can't, like, win with, like, practice roster guys, right? Tom Brady can make everyone. Tom Brady can win with anybody if he's there, they're there all year together. But you can't just drop a couple of guys in and say, "All right, now here you go." Right now, this is big. Antonio Brown. This is why Antonio Brown gets as many chances as he does with these guys. I will tell you though. Listen, everybody's a hypocrite. All right, in this world, we're all hypocrites. But Bruce Arians is a piece of work, okay? Bruce Arians is in these commercials, like, telling people to get vaccinated. Now, for the record, people tuning in, I am vaccinated myself, so I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But, so Bruce Arians is doing his commercials about getting vaccinated and stuff, and about how it saves lives. Like, you know, it was basically, I've had cancer twice, and, you know, you should get vaccinated. And there's a bunch of guys in the NFL. My mother has this and me, and I'm just saying, you know what I mean? And they're like, do it for other people. You should get vaccinated. Bruce Arians was asked, okay, AB's coming back now. Bruce Arians was asked, how come are you concerned about the perception that AB can do whatever he wants and he's coming back after he fake, you know, with a fake vaccination card? And Bruce Arians says, I don't give an F. Literally, he goes, I don't give an F what people think. He goes, all I care about is my football team. All right, so why were you in a commercial telling other people? So we get it. We get it, coach, right? We should get vaccinated to protect you, but AB can run around with a fake vax card, and you don't give an F what we think about that because it'll help you win football games. You know, I'm not trying to call out Bruce Arians, but whatever, coach. So your little crap-ass ad was full of crap. What is it about football coaches and their lack of, like, ethics and morals about anything? Like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't get it. Right? Or it's not just football. It's like, you know, look at hockey. Like, you know, the Montreal Canadiens this year drafted a kid that got basically... So this 18-year-old hockey player, he was playing in Sweden, all right? He's a junior player, but the junior league was shut down, so they sent him to Sweden to play, and you know, while there was COVID going on. He slept with a girl in Sweden. He secretly taped it. He filmed it. He secretly filmed it, and then he sent it overseas. Talking about, like, across state lines. He sent it back to his boys on his team in Canada. Oh, look at the chicks I'm doing and stuff. Look at this, right? And he posted it on the internet even. Right? He posted it on the internet. He got charged with a crime in Sweden. He got charged, you know, he's a sexual predator. He's not allowed going back there. He's, like, banned for life from Sweden type thing. Right, so they let him go because, you know what I mean? They basically said, listen, you got to go. They charged him. They didn't put him in jail. And they said, you got to go, and you're not welcome back here anymore. He comes back, and it's the NHL draft. And He comes back, and the OHL, the hockey league that he plays in, which is like it's sort of the equivalent of like NCAA. It's not college, but it's like where all the NHL stars come from mostly. So, you know, the junior leagues, there's three of them, Ontario Hockey League, the Western Hockey League, and the Quebec Major Junior League, it's called. That's like, you know what I mean, the bulk. Next to the European players, like, you know, 80% of the league came from these leagues. So the Ontario Hockey League said, listen, you can't play here. Like, we don't want you. You're not welcome back, right? We're not having a sexual predator. Even if it's not a predator, but you know what I mean? He was deemed whatever. They said, you're not allowed to play in our league anymore. So he's not even allowed to play. So imagine a football player being told by the NCAA, essentially, listen, you had a sexual incident, you got arrested, you're kicked out of the NCAA, you're not playing here. And then the kid gets drafted anyways, right? And then the next year. So the thing is, this kid said, don't draft me. Because the draft was coming up. So he did a little stupid video where he did the fake tears crap and all that. He's not sorry at all, right? But he did a little thing where, oh, I'm so sorry and I learned so much. And, I'm going to take a year away from hockey and try to grow as a person. And all that garbage, right? So, yeah, whatever, punk. So you ain't going to try to grow anything. So he did all that type of, I'm so sorry and I'm going to try to grow and be better as a person. Don't draft me, he says. He's like, don't draft me. That's a punishment, whatever. So what do the Montreal Canadiens do? They draft him. He's not even playing hockey and they draft him. So where I'm going with this is like, why? Why would you draft this guy? Like, number one, the league told you not to draft him. Number two, the junior leagues don't even want him in their room. Number three, he said, don't draft me. And yet you draft the kid. And basically, why? You know, so they drafted him. Why? Because they thought they got value. Yet this is the thing. The kid was ranked 22nd in the first round, like out of the 30, you know, top whatever, 31, 30 with the new Seattle, whatever, 31, whatever. So he was graded like the 22nd pick in between 17 and 24. That's where he was graded before he decided to pull a Ron Jeremy. So the Canadians take him with the 30th pick. It's like, so you're telling me that you couldn't have gotten another player that, I don't know, didn't get arrested like 6 months ago, right? But they just don't care. So, it's, you know, this goes back to Bruce Arians because, yeah, AB's back again. If I was AB, like, it's pretty clear, AB. I think short of, like, sleeping with Giselle, they won't cut you. And I don't know. Brady's pretty, you know. Brady would say, you know what, honey, I'm very upset with you, but, you know, we need to win. Like, what can AB do to get cut? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't think anything. Like, he faked the vaccination, ran around with a fake vax card with a coach that had cancer twice, and the coach that has cancer twice says, I don't give an F what anybody thinks. Okay, coach, then I guess I don't give an F about your stupid vaccination commercial that you did. I guess I don't care, right? So you see what I mean? I love, like, the hypocrisy of, like, stars, athletes, coaches. Arians believes you should be vaxxed to protect him, but he doesn't care if Antonio Brown is vaxxed as long as it'll help him win a football game. But if Antonio Brown couldn't catch a football, Bruce Arians wouldn't give him the time of day. So I didn't need to hear what a great man Bruce is. Oh, there's great, great morals and ethics, these guys. Oh, he's just a straight-up shooter, this guy. Oh, I know he's a straight shooter. Yeah, you're right, though. He is. You know what? And I guess that is true. I'll give credit to Bruce Arians for being honest, in which he's openly a hypocrite. One end, he'll do a vaccination spot and tell you to get vaxxed and put stuff in your body. But it's cool if you're a player on his team and lie about it, as long as, you know, he needs you. And it's the same thing with Kyrie Irving. Look at Kyrie Irving, right? The only reason they're accepting him back, they need him. They're out of bodies, and they made sure to put that in the statement. Well, considering the circumstances, and we don't have any players left. So, you know, it's just comical when they talk, you know, to the coaches, and they push this do the right thing stuff and all that. What do you mean do the right thing? Do the right thing? Antonio Brown can hit you in the head with a rock and you wouldn't cut him. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're Antonio Brown, you got to just be laughing your ass off, man, thinking, man, these guys, like the butt. And it's funny because Bruce Arians always ripping, like, the kickers. I saw him rip the kicker, too. Oh, the kickers let us down last night. Oh, yeah, it was the kicker's fault. Right? It wasn't Brady's fault, right? Or your fault, Bruce. I've seen this with Bruce Arians for years. He's, you know, that's who he is. He's a funny guy. He's a cool dude and stuff like that. But it's always everybody else's fault and whatever. He's like everyone else. He's a hypocrite. Like, you would figure at some point and say, you know what, AP, you just causes too much problems, bro. It's just always something with you, right? It's constant, but no. And now they need him. Now when God went out, they need him. That's the whole point, right? They need him when God went out. And AP can be a difference maker. That's why they got him, right? Now you can roll this guy out, and it softens the blow of not having Godwin. Because if you don't have AB there and you just have Evans, they're going to be able to double-team Evans. Gronk's not scaring anybody. He's not done, but he's not scaring people now. And we're going to have the Johnson guy. It's not enough, right? It wouldn't be enough to win the Super Bowl with. We'll see if AB can stay healthy, and we'll see if AB can go like 2 weeks without throwing a rock at somebody, beating up a masseuse, beating up a chef, or masturbating on a sleeping friend of his. That's what the lawsuit was. Just for the record, nothing but the facts here, people. Like, when people wonder what did AB do, that's what he was alleged of doing. Pleasuring himself above a sleeping massage therapist. Hey, if you're an NFL player, just stay away from massage. If I was an NFL team, I'd say, listen, a lot of players have had problems with massage therapy, okay? So meet our new massage therapist. His name is Igor. He's from Bulgaria. The old school massage therapy. Some big Bulgarian guy smashing your back with a hammer. There you go. There. So this headline really got me here. I like this one. So this is ESPN.com, right? NHL got to break early for holidays amid COVID spike. All right, this is normal headline. Bucks wide R Godwin out for season with torn ACL. Sources, A's go internal. Hire Kotze as next manager. And then this next headline. Lowly Giants shut down QB Jones neck for a year. Lowly Giants. Lowly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at this. Like, no other team. No, like, it doesn't say mighty Chiefs, right? Chiefs place Kelsey on COVID list, all right? So Kelsey's on the COVID list. You can't see Chiefs play. It just says Chiefs place Pro Bowl tight end Kelsey on COVID list. Alabama implements safety protocols ahead of college football playoffs. Bucks wide receiver Godwin out for, but you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't say like any of these teams suck. There's no editorial, like, and then they're like, lowly Giants shut down QB Jones. So that's what it's come to.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the New York Giants, I would say, like, this would really upset them, but I think the New York Giants are too stupid to notice something like this. They're obviously, like, morons, so I'm like... Yeah, so that's what's come to. ESPN, front page, lowly Giants. That's like you're just... People are, like, pissing on you in headlines, New York.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. It's the 3-minute warning. Level one, George Kurtz is going to step up and in. We got Rick Saratella. We'll get into the National Football League with both. So just talking about the headline, lowly Giants. that's pretty bad. It's pretty much like, they don't even say that about the Jets. Lowly Jets place this guy on IR. No. It's like lowly Giants. I think Daniel Jones probably played in New York for the last time. I doubt he's going to be back, right? And so I think that's the end of the Danny Dimes era at MetLife. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Joe Judge moving forward. But get this. So this is amazing with the New York Giants. The Giants are a proud organization, right? The Giants, you know, Bill Parcells, Super Bowls, blue collar, tough, New Jersey. They're a joke. They're a clown show now. Right, they're a bigger joke than that, you know, than the mall, the DreamWorks Mall across the street from their stadium is. Like that, they, that whole just complex is just, you know, next to the sports book, everything just fails besides the racetrack and the sports book. You know, the Jets, the Giants. So the New York Giants yesterday played the Cowboys at home, and it was Fan Appreciation Day. So, you know, you figure Fan Appreciation Day. All right, what do they give? You know what I mean? What are they going to do here? Give you a jersey? Give you a hat, jacket, jersey? I don't know. Free tickets, free this, free whatever. And not to mention, the team has been, you know, has been as bad as they've been. You know what the Fan Appreciation Day was? You know what the gift was? A free medium soda. If you are the Giants, you could, the ownership group, could have just pissed in a cup and then handed that to you, the fan. And it would have been the same thing. Said, hey, thanks for being a fan. Hey, wait, I'm not done. Let me shake it up here a little. He's shaking the rest off. Bring it!
It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.